When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Oh, man. Right back at it on The Fan. Yankee fans still in their feelings, and I get it. I understand. Got to move forward, though. Got to move on. A little bomb, 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 bomb. KM to AM. We are almost halfway through my five-hour sports talk show. I'm in here watching the Devils lead 1-0 over the St. Louis Blues. Shout out to the Devils fans. I'll see y'all Saturday out there at American Whiskey. And you know what we do out there. You already know. I've got to tell you what we do out there. 888-808-1019. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary's on The Fan.
McFair the Cavalier.
You're...
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yo, and congrats to your Dallas. Yo, you beat us down.
What happened?
Congrats to Dallas. You beat us down twice again.
For the Panthers?
No.
They beat the Panthers?
No. No, Dallas beat
I'm
us,
so
the
checked
Giants
out
down
on the
twice
Dallas Cowboys.
Year.
I do not care about Jerry Jones
no.
Club. I could care less about this season. I told y'all they weren't winning 10.5. The over-under was set at 10.5. They might get to 9.
As sad as your team is, you still beat us down, and I give you props for that.
Everybody can beat the Giants.
Yeah, I know. I understand. And
Don
I'm
Bosco
glad
Prep
Soto,
can beat the Giants.
That's all right, but it's still a win. It's still a division win. I'm glad Soto got the bag. I'm glad Soto got the bag, and he could get the bag and go in his ways.
Sure. He was always getting the largest bag. He was always getting it from Steve Cohen. We wanted to think otherwise.
And you know, I sent you the Instagram, and you responded back, I want Judge at first base.
We don't have to rush
I want Judge at first.
We would have to rush that catering to Juan Soto in right field, you know? We'd have to rush that catering to Juan Soto in right field. Like, all right, Judge, we can't have you running in center field. You won an MVP
exactly.
This year. But no, we don't have to rush that. He can play right field for the next, like, 4 years.
I don't know. No, I don't want to risk it.
What's the risk?
I don't want to risk it.
What's the risk?
I don't want to risk it.
Him running into the wall?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but but
he's never doing that again. He's never giving his body
position.
Up. Yeah, he knows McFair, how to play that right field in Yankee Stadium better than anybody. He's going to be fine.
Of course. McFair, the Cavalier, Tusabe, Teyamo.
G-Makes, appreciate you, bro. 888-808-1019. Andrew out in Portland, Oregon. My guy, welcome back to New York.
Hey, Keith. How's it going? Thanks for having me on, man. It's been a while. How you been?
Good, good.
Hey, man, so look, you know, I'm one of, 10,000 Yankee fans to call in and talk to you about the Yankees and their moves. But, you know, it's crazy. Everyone's getting all worked up about this Juan Soto thing. Look, you know, it's kind of like you said, two things can be true. Two things can be true at the same time. One, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that they missed out on Soto. He's a future Hall of Famer. He had a chance of being one of the best Yankees of all time. But, you know, you're seeing what they're doing with this Plan B, as you're calling it, ASS. It's great. I love it. Great.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's a lot of buts. There's a lot of buts in this ASS. Like, after Soto signed, after Soto switched, you got to say a lot of things and add a lot of buts.
You know, and the buts I'm thinking of is, you know, I don't know if it's quite the same thing, but I see the Cody Bellinger move. I really love it. You know, Brian Hoch was talking about a base runner, you know, maybe not quite the same speed as Ellie De La Cruz, but a base runner who now you're getting a full season of Jazz Chisholm. Hopefully you get a full season of Cody Bellinger. Maybe the lineup looks a little different. You know, maybe you have Cody Bellinger as your leadoff hitter instead of Torres, who, by the way, they got to get rid of Torres. You know, I don't know.
The way Cashman spoke about Gleyber Torres,
yeah.
I guarantee you they're not going to pay him. Yeah. He's going to get a bigger offer from, I don't know, somewhere like Anaheim or Kansas City or
Toronto,
Seattle. Somebody's going to give him money.
Yeah, exactly.
The
Bellinger thing, the Bellinger thing kind of reminds me of like a Nick Swisher. You know, when the Yankees bring in Swisher, not a long-term option, but kind of a short-term thing, an all-star level hitter, but a guy who can really change the vibe of the locker room, but help with the vibe of the locker room. A guy who's low and slow. I don't know about you, but I would start investing in the stock market as far as it goes to medical marijuana in the Bronx area with Cody Bellinger coming over there.
Him and Jazz.
You know, but, you know, exactly, Jazz Chisholm. You know, and I don't quite know if A.J. Burnett and Max Fried is quite an apples-to-apples comparison, but talk about getting just the lights out. You know, everyone's calling him a number two. Dude, Max Fried is a number one on half the teams in Major League Baseball.
Putting respect on Cole, but you know, that's a hell of a 1-2 punch in the postseason.
Yep, of course. And so, you know, real quick before I get going, I'm wondering what you think the next move should be. Obviously, you know, everyone's going to talk Christian Walker. I think Anthony Santander would be awesome. That would be a great pickup. But I kind of want the Yankees to really go for it, to be nuclear. You still have all this payroll flexibility for next season with the trade acquisition of a guy like Devin Williams, a guy like Cody Bellinger. They haven't had to open up the books. I say go big. Go trade for someone, you know. There's all this noise coming out of Cleveland. Maybe the Yankees trade for Josh Naylor, you know, fellow Canadian guy who's a little insane. How about you go get Jose Ramirez? Jose Ramirez supposedly is very upset and frustrated with Cleveland Guardians.
You gotta be mad at himself.
On from Andrés Giménez.
Big time.
It seems like Cleveland might be doing one of these slight little reboots. Now Cleveland's always going to be a good team. They always find a way to win. But supposedly J-Rez, go look at that contract. Go look at how cheap
he signed for Jose
Ramirez is. Dude, his contract would be less than Cody Bellinger's. I'm pretty sure the Yankees would still be under the luxury tax for next year. Go get Jose Ramirez, because look, I know Spencer Jones is supposed to be this great lefty hitter. He's a judgy bat from the left side. Dude, what is the future? What is the future without a ring?
We're focused on 2025. Thanks for the call, Andrew. But there's no way in hell, in my opinion, the Guardians, who we just beat in the ALCS, trade us Jose Ramirez. They got him for a steal of the deal. They got him for that deal. He has to be mad at himself. He chose to stay in Cleveland, Ohio. He wanted that lifestyle. He wanted that team. He's one of the best players. Like, he could have gone anywhere and made a lot more money. He thought, that's good enough. Now you're seeing what Juan Soto's getting. You're like, wait, 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 wait. 888-808-1019, WFAN, a national broadcast streaming on the free Odyssey app from Portland, Oregon. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, and talk to Rob on the Fan. What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's good, Keith? Haven't spoke to you in a minute, man. Hope all's good with you and the family and the kids and stuff like that, bro. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
Yeah, heck yeah, bro. So I'm getting down. You got to hear me out here because I don't even care about Juan Soto going to the Mets, man. Good for him for getting his bag or whatever, but good riddance, bro. You hit behind the best hitter or in front of the best hitter in baseball. You know, it's just like last time Soto played on a team like the Mets was the Padres. And what did the Padres do? You know, it's like, go get your bag. Go be in New York, Queens. Let the Mets fans do, oh, my God, chance with you. Good riddance, bro. Now let's Max Fried play. You know, let's keep moving. Let's get Bregman. Screw the cheating allegations. That's so freaking 2017. Bring on Bregman. Let's go, man. Yankees are back. Screw. Because if we got Soto, if we paid Soto the money, they would
be doing all this.
And no one else would have been signed. We'd been like, no Devin Williams. And Mets fans are on the Twitter, I'm sure you see, laughing at us. Oh, Pete Alonso got that home run.
I got to mute every tweet. I got to mute every conversation.
Dude, these are the same delusional fans that didn't let Seth Lugo become a starter. Then he goes to Kansas City, and he's an all-star. I'm pretty sure he was an all-star. What, now they're going to go take Clay Holmes and revive him into a starter? Get out of here. Man, let the Mets just be the little brothers. You know, they want to play on the playground. They think they got a big new toy, the Lamborghini. But what's that going to do? You know, it's like, who's going to hit behind him? Vantos?
They won the winter meetings. They got the winter meetings championship. Thanks for the call, Rob. 888-808-1019. Now, I know Paul's going to correct some things here with that statement.
The coping that guy just had. Holy. Yo, because not- let me tell you something about Yankee fans and that guy specifically.
He said the fans.
The fans stopped Seth Lugo. What the hell did I do about Seth Lugo? Don't play me for Seth Lugo. But I'm telling you, the coping going on, because no one is saying how bad Juan Soto is if he re-signs with the Yankees. None of this ever happens.
No, some Yankee fans that absolutely hate the team would be like, are you kidding me?
They would be angry with the contract, not with the player, though. And now it's a personal attack on Juan Soto because he didn't want to be a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like you said earlier, it's time to get over it already. Yeah, now, we'll fire it back up
when the Subway Series starts.
We won't because...
Or when he goes 0-for-4 on opening day.
Right.
Like right now, we're not competing against each other.
No,
You guys got to let it go. It's been days now.
It's legit stunning, and it's not surprising because this is what fans do of other teams.
The fans wouldn't let Seth Lugo be a starter. And yeah, he was great this year. We saw him shove against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. But that was a different regime as far as... Like the pitching coach, the manager, the president of baseball operations.
Jeremy Hefner wasn't there. David Stearns wasn't there. Carlos Mendoza wasn't there. I mean, and it's not my fault. What happens with the team? Holy crap, man.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't let him. You guys stopped Seth Lugo from becoming. And
you know what Yankee fans need to worry about?
Kansas City.
The guy in Phoenix, I forgot his name. This is what you should worry about. Aaron Judge hitting 200 in 58 career postseason games.
Worry about that.
Worry about Aaron Judge becoming your version of Ken Griffey Jr., a great player who never won a thing.
Nah, check me out. I've already been on the record online with Judge. I just saw Judge recently was at either UFC or something, and his wife's got the baby bump. I don't know when the baby is due. Sometime, I believe, in early 2025, Judge is about to have a baby, whether it's a son or a daughter. He's about to become a father. Immediately, your life has changed. Immediately, things are different. You see the world differently. You see people differently. You think about yourself differently. You move differently. You have dad strength. You are a changed man. And I believe that, coupled with the experience of failing on the highest level, the World Series, like dropping a pop-up that started the worst inning we've seen in World Series history, and you struggling through the whole postseason run, striking out 20 times, like that coupled with the dad energy, I have to believe that this is the year for Judge to win another MVP in 2025, lead the Yankees back to the World Series, and then have a postseason tear, have an absolute, or just be regular season Judge in the postseason, and the Yankees will win a World Series. Why not? 888-808-1019. Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Oh, what's going on, Keith, man? Look, I'm not going to sit here and mention he who shall not be named, all right? What I want to focus on are the moves that the Yankees are making. Dude, Bellinger is a great addition, okay? But let's think about this for a second, right? my dream scenario is a pitching staff from like the Yankees had in 2022 paired with offensive production that the Yankees had in 2024. Guess what? That's exactly what they're building towards right now. That's exactly what they're able to construct right now. All right, so let's take this on a super granular level, right? You take a lineup, a starting nine lineup, and you add a guy like Bellinger in there. If you're able to sign a guy like Christian Walker, and you're able to get a guy that's got the offensive production of Gleyber Torres, maybe, you know, not Gleyber Torres, but somebody else, an infielder, you're going to match your offensive production from last year, and you're up in the defense. And that's the big focus. So these guys that are talking about adding Teoscar Hernandez, adding Anthony Santander, all this kind of stuff, what value is he adding over Soto? Because they're thinking that he's going to be Juan Soto. And that's just not the case. He's going to hit a lot of home runs.
Maybe.
He's not going to be able to move in the outfield.
Maybe.
You know, exactly, maybe.
It's not
he's going to strike out a lot more than Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's going to strike out a lot more than Soto. He's not going to walk as much as Soto, right? So I don't really understand it. Right now, the Yankees are building something that they haven't had in a long time, and that is a balanced roster. That's got to be something that we're happy about, that we're pumped about. This is a possibility for a team that we've never seen.
Cashman's like,
and I
got
to give all the credit to Cashman. Got to give all the credit to Cashman so far. I don't usually do that. I know I'm real critical of him usually, but these are the moves. These are the moves that we got to keep seeing. And the Yankees are not done. It's foot on the gas time right now. I think that's the big thing.
Great call, Gabe. Yep, Brian Cashman's like, the same fans that wanted me fired are the same fans crying over not re-signing Juan Soto, but you'll be the same fans there on opening day and the same fans there in the postseason. And if the Yankees win the World Series and have a parade, you'll be out there talking about, this is great, Juan Soto, who in cash we trust. 888-808-1019, halfway through my five-hour KM to AM. Get your baseball calls in now because Dan Duggan joins us at 10:15. We're going to switch gears, talk about the Giants that are going to be facing Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons. Michael Penix Jr., who they passed on in the draft. He will be in town this Sunday, or I think they're in Atlanta for that game. Are they in Atlanta for that game? They were just at home. Yeah, they got to go down to Atlanta for that game. It's going to be turned up. I wish I could go to that game. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I will be right back.
Got any ideas that will work to help your favorite teams? Let them know about it by calling 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Right back to the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. 5 hour sports talk show on WFAN, the Fan in New York. Streaming on the free Odyssey app so people can check in from Oregon, from Arizona. And I got a little bit of reach on Twitter, so when I put the link out there, you never know. You never know what cities might pop up. But, you know, my next calls are all local calls, and we're focusing on Cody Bellinger. And obviously, we're going to talk about Juan Soto forever. And, you know, I'm just trying to get Yankee fans to understand, you know, after Soto signed, after Soto switched, it's been ass, ASS. But, don't forget the but. There's a big but. But things are looking better. Plan B, as C-Mac says, Plan B sucks. But you know what? When C-Mac gets on tonight, I think he might feel a little better about it. I think he might feel a little different about it because the Yankees aren't done. But I didn't have in my Plan B Max Fried, Devin Williams, Cody Bellinger. There's more. They got to do more. Brian Cashman will do more. 2-0 Devils over the St. Louis Blues. I got to get my eyes on, not the NBA. NBA Cup doesn't matter. I can't put down the cup. I can't put down the cup. NBA Cup is whack. I can't get into it. You can't sell me on it. Islanders are down 4-0 to the Hurricanes. That's crazy. We went out to see the Islanders as they were playing host to the Hurricanes, and they lit them up. That was a crazy experience. Me, Gio, Bogus, second period. Watched them score 4 goals right in front of us. I was sure that they saw Gio and turned up. 888-808-1019. I'm going to plant my seed with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I'm telling you. You got to watch Enigma. I think it's only 3 episodes. But, man, as much as I've hated on Aaron Rodgers, as much as I've been vocal about they got to move on, it didn't work, it's over. Don't be fooled by beating the Jaguars. Don't be fooled, him and Devontae Adams. Like, the guy's a genius. NFL Films, Religion of Sports, they came together to make this documentary last year when he got hurt. And he's a smart guy, man. And I just think all of this together, this marketing plan and scheme, I don't want to give the show away, but watching it, it just makes you compassionate for Aaron Rodgers. It makes you view him in a different light. Yes, he's smug. Yes, he's arrogant, but he has to be. And I mean, I can relate. I can relate to being an underdog. I can relate to being confident where people think you're cocky. I can relate to just having to have this unwavering belief in yourself or you wouldn't make it. And it just shows you how this guy made it to where he is and what he had to deal with and what he's still dealing with. And ultimately, if the Jets do bring him back, I don't think it's the worst decision. 888-808-1019. But it will be the decision of the new GM and the new coach. The fans won't be able to make that decision. He's owed a lot of money. He's talked about redoing his house in New Jersey. He plans on staying for a while. I bet you Devontae Adams would be inclined to stay for another year, restructure that contract. And, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers came here maybe not to win a Super Bowl as he talks about, but at least to end the drought, the playoff drought, and get the Jets back into the dance. And then anything can happen after that. And I know he'll be 42. And like I told you, don't be fooled by him going down to Florida and Jacksonville and playing better in warmer weather. But it's the warmer weather, and it's also the months it's been since he rehabbed that Achilles injury. The guy is running the ball. He lead the Jets in rushing. Like, the guy is scrambling. He's like, I don't know. There's something to think about here with the money that is owed to Aaron Rodgers, with what they're going to do next year, because this isn't a tanking team. I took a call asking about Jalen Milroe. The Jets do not need to draft Jalen Milroe at all. They have other holes that they can fill with a top draft pick. I really think that they actually will consider, depending on who it is. If it's Vrabel, Vrabel's going to want to win now. He respects Aaron Rodgers. He's going to want to bring him back. And what I think is, it can't be Aaron Rodgers as the shadow GM making calls, which when you watch this show on Netflix, Enigma, you're going to see he's really not that guy, man. I really was moved by the behind-the-scenes stuff that I saw with him that I couldn't see last year when I was on air. Last year, it made it, you know, with his appearances on McAfee, it made it seem like he was all about himself, self-centered. I'm going to come back. It's all about me, 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 me. But yeah, watch it for yourself over the weekend or over the holiday week. 3 episodes, Enigma on Netflix. And I think you're going to have a little different feel for Aaron Rodgers. And that's what they want you to feel, right? You know, I'm sure he had a say editorial-wise, like what's shown and what's not shown. And it's made me change my tune a little bit. I do still think that maybe they move on from Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know what they move on to. 888-808-1019. Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Travis, drafting a young quarterback? No. No. Get some actual coaches in the building. Have an actual game plan. Not guys just trying to figure it out on the fly, going like they you can just tell. They don't have a clue. These coaches are put into a position where like they've never been before. I think if they clean all that up, They can compete next year. It doesn't have to be a complete blow this thing up. And I kind of have similar feelings with Dable and Shane, right? Like, it is all-time bad. Michael Penix is going to add another peg in the all-time bad if he comes here with the Falcons and puts up, I don't know, 250, 300 yards, 2-3 touchdowns in his first game, which of course he can on this Giants secondary. They're down to no one. They're playing backups and practice squad guys. But it's going to put another notch in the Shane and Dable, well, really, Shane's mistakes. As people are talking about, oh, they might keep Shane and fire Dable. Well, that's backwards as hell. Like, why keep the GM that has missed on picks, that has fielded the team that this guy's got to coach? He did better with mostly Gettleman's picks year one. 888-808-1019. I just think they're in a position here where you got to see it through, John Mara. You've practiced patience. It can't get any worse. You didn't tank correctly last year. Now you actually are tanking to the point where Timmy Boyle is probably going to start. You don't have any chance to win. It's going to suck to see Michael Penix Jr., who you passed on, make his debut and ball out on you. It's also going to suck to see Saquon Barkley come here and not break the record, but have a historic year and it end like that. But you just got to swallow that pill, take your medicine, and stick to your guns and say, this is the coach that we picked. This is the GM that we picked. We haven't been good at picking them, but we're going to let them pick their quarterback and extend this leash. I think they're on 5-year contracts anyway. Extend this leash for another 2 years and assess it then after they have the rookie year and the sophomore season. They say after the second year of a quarterback in the NFL, you either know or you don't. And I think after the second year of Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders with the Giants, we'll know about Shane and Dable for sure. And that should be fine. 888-808-1019. Anthony out on Staten Island. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to ask your advice about this. Yeah, my son just started getting into sports, and he likes baseball and everything, but I need a Cashman to win the World Series because my son is starting to turn against the Yankees. So they got swept by the Astros 1 year. They didn't make the playoffs the other year. They lost to the Dodgers. He came home from school today, and he drew a picture of Shohei Ohtani. I was like, oh, no. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because Shohei's about to come back and pitch and win MVP as a pitcher and a hitter. I'll tell you this. I've had these conversations about these young kids. Some of them I get to see in real life. Some of them I get to interact with online. And I caution the Yankees and Yankee fans because I'm like, even with the Mets in town, right? Now the Mets go to the NLCS.
Right. He just got Soto. Soto was on the Yankees.
They've got the hit single OMG. They've got Grimace. They look like they're having a fun time. Their ballpark has got all these different lights and things. And these kids are like, hey, I kind of want to wear a Grimace costume and root for Juan Soto. The Yankees got to be careful. Yeah. You are 100% right. Cashman needs to get back to the World Series and win it this year so these kids can see a parade. And then that's going to make a whole generation of Yankee fans.
Exactly. When I became a Yankee fan, it was 95. First time they made Don Mattingly, we made it to the playoffs. Then we had that run. And then 2009 again.
What a time to be alive. Yeah, you picked the right time. Yep. I was a little young then. I never got to see Donnie Baseball step in the batter's box. I started paying attention some. Really, 98 was the first year I started paying attention some. But 2009 was a huge year because I was in college. And, I mean, here I am as a grown-ass man waiting to get that parade. Hopefully it does happen this year because my son will be two this year. And out of all the sports, he knows baseball, Yankees, he knows
that.
Yeah,
I don't, exactly. Yeah, it's my favorite sport. I don't know if I'll be able to handle that. All right, thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Ant. 888-808-1019. Nikki is in Queens on the Fan in New York. Hello, Nikki.
Keith, make them fear, son. Hey. What's good, my brother?
Hey, what up,
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go.
Ain't nothing, man. Brian Cashman is cooking, bro. I don't think I've ever been more of a Brian Cashman fan in my life.
You need him now.
You cannot hustle a hustler, my brother. You cannot hustle a hustler. But let me tell you, man, I heard he didn't want to give Judge that extra ninth year. He was going to let him walk through. This guy's ruthless, man. I'm telling you.
He wasn't about to give the Padres Michael King. Hal Steinbrenner stepped in to say, Brian, get it done. The fans will not allow it. Brian Cashman is like, I ain't worried about these fans. I ain't worried about what they say. I can live with that.
This guy is ruthless, man. And Juan Soto, man, Manolo Soto, he want to go to the Mets, and he want to sleep with the little sister. Man, he's a cockroach, man. Juan Soto's a cockroach. I got the perfect character for him. If he wants to be the villain, he didn't want to be Judge's Robin. He didn't want to be the Robin to Judge's Batman, so he could be the Joker now. Because that's exactly what the Mets need. The OMG Grimace Mets, they needed a clown. It's a match made in heaven. The OMG Grimace Mets and the Joker. You go, Juan Manolo Soto over there. Let's see if he wins some championships over there. But Brian Cashman is cooking, and the Yankees is going back to the World Series.
Let's get it, Nikki. Good call. 888-808-1019 called him Manolo. I can't tell you how many times I used to watch Scarface growing up. All the time on DVD. Them opening scenes, the closing scene of that Scarface. I got to run that on the holidays. My wife will allow me to watch it in the house with my son. He's going to watch it eventually. Him and I are going to sit down at some point and watch it. I'm going to have to break it down and explain to him. You know? From washing dishes to being the kingpin. It can happen. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back, get to your phone calls. We still have over a half an hour until Dan Duggan joins us to talk about the Giants. But yes, now we are going to start taking more calls on your Jets thoughts with Aaron Rodgers and your Giants thoughts with Shane and Dable. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
York City. You're now rocking with the best. The kids say it is different. KM to AM on the Fan, you heard? 888-808-1019. Let's take a couple calls before the 10 o'clock break and update. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you? How you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. Thanks for calling my show. How are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I always do. You're probably the only one that I call in right now because everybody else, they hang up on you when you don't agree with them.
They're busy guys. They get a lot more calls. They got a lot of breaks and reads, yeah. You know.
But anyway, I'm not going to bore you to death with that, with Soto. I know I call already explained to you the same thing that I've been telling you all along, what kind of a player he is.
You were not in on Soto. People think that every Yankee fan wanted Soto. You were never in on Soto.
Yeah, but and exactly. No, absolutely. But I'm saying, listen, I know you talk about the contract that was closed, but then when the man goes, I don't know if you saw his family, it's about 50 people. He asked for a suite. Maybe he asked for two because that's not one suite is not big enough. So you
he
know,
needed the party the suite. Said, yeah, he asked the Yankees for two party suites.
Yeah, well, listen, this is funny. When Hal told him, I said, listen, Derek Jeter and Judge combined is making less than you, and they bought their own suite.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of here. Go to the Mets. Okay? That's what really did it, I believe. But anyway, I'm glad he's gone. And let me go real quick with Bellinger. Okay? I mean, I hope he does well sort of with the Mets. They don't have the team right now. They need somebody to protect him like Judge did. And now here's Bellinger now. You're going to go crazy on this now. Bellinger was the MVP in the World before the World Series when they played the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he hit in the World Series?
I don't know his numbers from the World Series.
143.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, they weren't good.
He's going to have a great season, and I guarantee you this. You're going to remember this because he's going to be, if God is protecting him, he's going to have a great season.
Yeah.
But I just want to play. I want to win this damn thing. I know we got pitching right now. I can tell you that right now, but you know what? I'm going to find out the Marston has to start in center field. I will put Bellinger first.
No,
we
don't know, but they're saying they want Bellinger in center field. All reports are saying that that's what he was told.
Yeah, but I heard he's a great first baseman too. He can play both.
He can in the event.
With the Marston. What are we going to do, Dan Keith?
He's a kid. He's a kid that's been hurt. He's 21 years old.
Yeah, but he's a kid that mentally you've been ruining him. I mean, he's ready to go.
I don't think he's been
waiting
ruined.
And waiting and waiting. You know, this game, remember what Yogi Berra said? It's 99% mental and 50% would you make no sense physical. This is what we're doing
I think
this
he could
right
start.
Now.
He could start this season in AAA again. I think he still has some developing to do. Hey, it is what it is. He's 21. Thanks for the call, Lou. Oh, my God. What has he done? I want the Martian to be a superstar, too. But we can't act like this guy is MLB ready because he homered off of Verlander's first at bat. He struggled when he came up late. And, like, come on. You think there's not something to that? You think the Yankees, who have been with him since he was 17, like, you think they don't know him better than us? They do. I remember we were all clamoring for him because we hated Verdugo. And we're like, come on. And then you saw him play left field. And you were kind of like, well, no, Verdugo's a lot better. And left field, and when the postseason came, it was a no-brainer who was going to play. Dominguez didn't play. So I think they're looking at this team as a postseason team again and saying, Dominguez is not ready. We can't just hand him center field. Now come in and compete. He might be able to win the left field job. Right now, I don't know who's playing left field. Him, Trent Grisham, could battle it out. Trent Grisham probably win that one because he'll be better defensively and he'll run into some home runs. If they want to go out and sign Teoscar to play left field, or Santander, maybe, I don't know. But I think the next signing is going to be first base, Christian Walker. I don't think it's going to be Pete Alonso. And if they don't want to spend, then maybe they make the trade for Goldschmidt. Or if they don't want to spend what Christian Walker costs, go get Carlos Santana. They're not done yet. As soon as they made the Max Fried move, I said this move would look a lot better with another move. They got to make another move. Let's go to Judah out in Queens. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say, first thing, a Yankees point. It's like, why would the Cubs ever do that trade? Because it's not like a worth a trade for them. It's because Cody Bellinger is way better than him.
They overpaid for Cody Bellinger. It has run its course. They want to retool, get younger. They just got Kyle Tucker. They think that they can compete in that division. I don't know. I think that it was a foregone conclusion that they were moving on from, that they were trading him. So why would they do that deal for Cody Poteet? I mean, he could start for them. And they made a lot of money last year. They always make money on the north side of Chicago. They have completely revamped Wrigleyville. That $5 is nothing for them to get Cody Bellinger's money off the books. Maybe they go after Pete Alonso. Who knows? Maybe they sign somebody else to play first base. Maybe they got a young guy waiting in the wings. I'm sure they do.
And I think that they should not let Dominguez play left field, and they should sign, like, a great left fielder. Do you agree with me?
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it because I want to see Dominguez, a homegrown young guy, get the opportunity. But if he's not ready, he's not ready. And if his bat isn't ready, if he's more of a left-handed hitter, not a switch hitter, if he's not solid in left field has been a problem for the Yankees since Brett Gardner retired. Well, he didn't even retire. Since they, you know, retired him and kind of just didn't bring him back. It's been a revolving door of guys. We need that defense to be better over there. If Dominguez isn't defensively ready to play over there, I need somebody ready. That's why I even keep floating Trent Grisham out there. I'm like, the way Trent Grisham patrols center field, I think he can play left field. And I know he's a under 200 hitter, but all right, everybody in the lineup can't be an all-star. Everybody can't, you know, hit 300 and hit your 50 bombs.
And a Giants point, I personally think it is that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should stay, and they should draft Cam Ward. What do you think about that?
I'm right there with you, bro. I'm right there with you, bro. I think he would be the better project, the better quarterback to mold. I think the kid is quiet. I think the kid is not as flashy and extravagant as Shedeur Sanders. He obviously doesn't have Deion Sanders as a dad. He obviously doesn't have Shiloh and Bucky as brothers who also have a huge following and imprint, and they're going to come with him. And it's just like reality TV show. Like, I just saw Shedeur Sanders come here for the Heisman, and all he's posting is these like $300,000 watches. He's going to Dior. He's going to Louis Vuitton. He's going to Saks Fifth. Like, we get it. Y'all are rich. Like, the Giants, I don't know if they're going to bring in all that is Shedeur Sanders in prime time. The Raiders will. Mark Davis can't wait. Tom Brady, as a small owner, can't wait. They already have a relationship. The writing is on the wall here. I think both teams are going to lose out. I think the Raiders are going to get the number one pick and take Sanders. And then Cam Ward is going to come here. And maybe they have some interest in the Miami offensive coordinator, too. Either way, that kid's arm talent, his size, his natural passing ability, all the experience he's got from Incarnate Ward to Washington State to Miami. Like, the kid, I think, is going to be ready with Brian Daboll to come in there and throw the ball to Malik Nabers, hand the ball to Tyrone Tracy. And then you've got a three-headed monster of young guys for that Giants offense. Shore up the defense with some picks. And you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I agree with you, Keith. Thank you so much for like for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for making the call. 888-808-1019. We got a break here. When we come back, we'll take a couple more calls, and then Dan Duggan will join us to share some insight on the Giants, where they are, where things are going, Shane and Daboll, if they're going to split, if they're both going to get fired. Again, I think they're going to stay. I think you're this deep in the mud with them. You have to, like, stay the course and hope that they can dig you out of this thing. With the quarterback, what is the point of getting this far with them, forcing Daniel Jones on them and Tommy Cutlets on them and not letting them draft their own quarterback? You're going to lose out, and you're going to get that number two pick. And if they like Cam Ward, what's not to like? He's better than the quarterbacks you've had, and I think he's the exact guy that Brian Daboll is able to mold and refine and coach, and he could be your quarterback of the future. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.